Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to another edition of the LWYM podcast. This is your host, Gio. Content, happy, glad, every single word that you can think of, any emotion, great emotion that you can describe or say or think of, I am that at this very moment because we are able to bring you these audio files that are available for your spiritual edification and for the edification of those that surround you. That's right, your family members, friends, fellow students, whatever the case may be, remember to share these with them so they too can also know the truth of the matter in a world full of uncertainty. Before I continue, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to our Friday youth meetings, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. We conduct our services every single Friday at 8 p.m. And starting this week, we will deal with the topic of creationism versus evolution. We'll look in depth into the realm of both theories and both ways of thoughts, ideologies, and we'll see which one concludes and which one is the truth and which one is promoting falsehood. You don't want to miss it. It will be a two-part series, and I invite you to bring your friends, your family members, your fellow students, people that need to know the truth about creationism versus evolution. What is it that each of these things teach, and which one's right and which one's wrong? You don't want to miss it. 8 p.m. Also, visit our website, lwym.org. We have a lot of goodies for your spiritual edification, including previous podcasts, and you can also subscribe to our podcast by checking out our email updates and subscribing. That way, you can be the first to know when these audio podcasts are available and also be in on the other goodies and exclusive content that you can only receive only if you are an email subscriber. Now, today, I had an interesting conversation with my father, and we were dealing with the issue of salvation. And it's a topic that is not very common nowadays. More today, the message of prosperity and divine healing and of signs and wonders has taken place, and it has, I mean, completely blanketed the gospel message. I'm not saying the gospel message is ineffective, but what I am saying is that people have seem to have forgotten, churches have seemed to have forgotten the message of salvation, the gospel, and now we have made everything that is just an add-on, so to speak, to the gospel more important than the gospel itself. So I wanted to deal with this tonight with each and every one of you on a rainy Monday evening. It's a great day to stay inside and listen to some audio, don't you think? Well, anyways, I was reading 2 Peter chapter 2. And it says there, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Now, there are many important things to note from these particular verses. These are verses 1 and 2. But the ones that I want to focus in on are the latter half of verse 1, where it says, even denying the Lord who bought them. This is speaking about the false prophets and these individuals, teachers, false teachers who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. And they will bring on themselves swift destruction. And the second portion I want you to focus in on is that the way of truth will be blasphemed. But first and foremost, let's think about this issue of denying the Lord who bought them. I've confronted and I've spoken and I've discussed with many different people the issue of falling away, apostasy. It is well known. It is the terminology that is more often used when it's talking about falling away. Falling away is also another term that the letter to the Hebrews employs in chapter number 6. But as I was talking to my father today, it's very interesting to note a lot of people believe in this issue of what is known as eternal security. What does that mean? Well, when you read the Gospels and when you read more specifically John 10, 27 through 30, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Now, notice the action there, because a lot of people believe, and this is important for you to know, a lot of people believe that you can lose your salvation. Others believe that you can't lose your salvation, that once you're saved, you're always saved. And that's a question that I always get. And according to biblical doctrine, you can fall away. It is possible for you to fall away. First and foremost, think about this for a second. Jesus never says that anyone, he says, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. In other words, he takes great care of us to the point where no one can take us away from him without him being vigilant as a sheep keeper, as a shepherd. And that's what he's spoken about in John chapter 10. He uses himself as an example, saying, I am the shepherd. I am the gatekeeper to these sheep. I protect them. But he says here in verse 27, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. In other words, God, Jesus, is not careless where he just lets a wolf come in or someone else come in and snatch a sheep out of the fold. But it never says there that the sheep can choose to leave on his own or her own. Think about it for a second. No one's going to snatch them away, right? But Jesus never says that the person can choose or cannot choose to leave. So we have a situation now where people that believe that you can, once you're saved, you're always saved, that there's nothing you can do to lose your salvation. Now that's going contrary to free will. See, God gives us all free will. We have to believe in him in order for us to have everlasting life, in order for us to obtain that gift that he gives us freely. But the only way we can have that gift is simply by believing. And you have to believe. You have to believe in the name of Jesus. You have to believe in Jesus. You have to believe in the resurrection. You have to repent from your sins. You have to turn away. But again, there's this issue there where people say, no. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Okay? But there is such a thing as falling away. Now look at these false teachers. Look what it says again in 2 Peter 2. It says, even denying the Lord who bought them. And it's interesting because the same language is used by Jesus in Matthew 10 verse 33. On verse 32, he says, whoever confesses me before man, I will confess him before my Father. But in verse 33, he says, but whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. So there is a possibility. We have free will at play here. And you might be asking, Gio, why is this so important? Well, it's important because you have to understand that, yes, I'm a person who does believe in eternal security. Going back to John 10, 27 through 30, Jesus tells us that they shall never perish, his sheep shall never perish, and that we hear his voice, his sheep hear his voice and recognize their master, and they always follow their master and won't follow a stranger. But you have to understand that when he's talking about neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand, in essence, it's talking about him not taking a good shepherd, not taking care of his sheep. But someone, because of their free will, can choose to leave the fold. Someone can choose to just simply get out. They can say, I don't want to believe in Jesus anymore. I don't want to submit to God anymore. I want to live the life that I want to live, and I just want to party, and I want to do whatever I want, and I don't want to believe in Jesus anymore. I just want to fall away. So there is such a thing as falling away. And why is this so important? I ask the question again. Well, you have to understand that even though Christ keeps us, and he maintains us. And yes, he does offer eternal security. You have to understand that there is a daily believing in Jesus. See, believing in Jesus is not something that you do once in your life and that's it. You just believed in Jesus that once. It's a daily process. It's something that we do on a continual, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year basis. It's something that we continue to do. The day that we don't want anything else to do, anything more to do with God, God is not going to keep us and say, hey, you are obligated now to be saved. No. Rather, he'll let you go because your free will has dictated and you have told God, I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Why? Well, because you have free will, just like Adam and Eve chose to sin and toss the rest of us into sin, just like everyone else makes choices whether to reject or accept Jesus on a daily basis. We continually have to make that choice to believe in Jesus. And you say, well, Gio, does that mean that you have to wake up every single day and say, I believe in Jesus? No, it's a continual work in your life. I mean, it's something that you do on a daily basis. I mean, it just happens when you believe in something. I mean, think about it. If this weren't possible, then a changing of the mind cannot be possible, right? Transformation cannot be possible. You couldn't really renew your mind. That wouldn't be possible. How many times haven't you changed your mind about something? You were so convinced about a particular thing, a particular ideology or worldview, and then someone came along and said, you know, this is wrong for these reasons. And you said, you know what? You're right. I'm going to believe in this other thing. So all of a sudden, you did a 180. You turned your worldview, your way of seeing things, your beliefs, your system all of a sudden took a change. It changed. So in the same way as salvation, in the same way as a situation, the day that people stop believing in Jesus is a day that they deny him. And therefore, that's it. They're falling away. So I think it's important to keep this in mind, especially in the day and age that we're living in, where everything in the Bible is being twisted and brought out of context. So the important message for today, and I want you to keep this with you, is when you believe in Jesus, it's something that you have to do on a daily basis. And the way that you strengthen that belief and the way you strengthen that bond is to make sure that you have a relationship with Christ. Make sure that on a daily basis you seek for him. On days, there are days where, I mean, it even happens to me. I don't pray. There are days where I forget to read my Bible. And those are days that we have to make sure to eliminate from our lives. Those are days that we have to say we have to make an effort to at least seek for God and ask God for his intervention in our lives, and so that we may get closer and creep closer to him. Just like Paul states to the Athenians when he's speaking at the Areopagus in Mars Hill, he says that we can reach out to him. We can call out to him. We can even grope him. It's a terminology that's used to like grab on. He means just let's grab on to Jesus. So do that on a daily basis, and you will be sure to understand and love Jesus even more so, understanding that he eternally secures your salvation. That's all of the time I have left for today. I hope you'll join me again next week for a new podcast. Again, hope you'll join us this Friday night at 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street. We'll be talking about creationism versus evolution. Who's right? Who's wrong? We'll look at the details. We'll look at the in-depth information so that you may be a more informed student and know what the truth of the matter is. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you.